Burbridge, 10th of October, 1997. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, hi.
Okay. Are you looking for me?
Yeah, no, it's just, I said the other day I'd come back to you and let you know where I was at or what I was trying to do. Now, I'm hoping to meet with some of our people in the early part of next week to see what we came up with. With the intention maybe of getting together with you the week after next.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll come back to you maybe in the middle of next week to arrange a time that might suit.
Okay. In the interim, I had contact with Kevin Sherry from Forward,
Yeah.
Who was the guy who was kind of put in as, I suppose, a troubleshooter would be the word, you know?
Yeah.
And now I've received a letter from Brian Quinlan, who's the regional director here in Cork, and he's saying, okay, it's kind of, you know, this, there's always this enormous gap between verbal and written, you know. Kevin Sherman brought me up to date about your visit to the US and contacts you have made there and of your request for support from ourselves, which we never did, of course. I mean, basically, we want to know where are we? I would never, frankly, take a grant again as long as I live, you know. again, I would urge you to put your plans in writing in order for us to enable us to respond. And they're looking for a confirmation of the current financial position, current and projected order for Germany, brief details of the arrangements for the U.S. market and the status of these negotiations, brief details of proposed. In other words, as if we were coming fresh and there was no history and we were looking for a grant for something. Now, at the time when they had agreed to sell the building to the mentor, and they had also agreed to give them 15 grand, and I told them straight after that, I said, look, I don't want your bloody 15 grand, you know, I mean, that they were going to, for a feasibility study in Billiards in North America, you know, but we knew, you know, we know North America, we know what's going on there, we know who's selling what, and we don't need a feasibility study, and, you know, it's not worth the paperwork, in fact, you know, 15 grand for trade shows, that's another story, but I mean, you know, these feasibility studies, you know, frankly, you know, but anyway, our situation now, we're assuming, frankly, that we're going to get nowhere with this. We're assuming that the German order would be manufactured in the States in any case. Basically, what we're looking at is, as a family, which we are as well, you know, we're looking to a situation where we can all live in the same house and we can put the last 5 years behind us, you know. You know, it's an important factor for us. I won't see my kids till Halloween, you know.
Yeah.
And that's our major concern, and to get out in financially intact. Now, okay, we'll have lost a lot. We'll have lost 5 years. I'm 42. It's no joke, you know. We'll have lost all the effort that's been put in over the years, and quite a lot of money that was put in, you know. It's pretty well eaten up all our reserves in Belgium. That said, we have a good business, and we will recover. We've been had before, and we'll be had again in the future. No doubt that's business, you know.
Yeah.
But never on this scale, you know. Now, the idea of them coming to us and saying, you know, make a proposal to us, well, they can forget us, you know. It's not on the cards. Basically, if they're prepared to make us a proposal that makes it in our interest to remain in Ireland at this late stage and to carry this project forward and to do something here, fine, we'll look at it. And if they're not, they get the keys.
Yeah,
and whether or not we owe them money then is the remaining question. And you know, that's up to Van der Merten, it's up to a lot of people in the Commission, and it's up to the Belgians, and it's up to whatever deal eventually comes out of it. And, whether it's the full 160 grand they're looking for, or whatever it will be by Christmas with the rent, or whether it's that amount less than 75% they will probably already receive from Brussels, or whether it's nothing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, the priority is to stop messing around and
I can understand that.
You know?
I think, as I mentioned to you before, I mean, the dealings between yourself and Ferbert are an issue. My concern really is vis-a-vis the building and the IDA Ireland perspective. And it's on that I'm working with some of my colleagues to see what we can do to come up with a proposal that hopefully could be acceptable. So it's mainly on that basis that I'm working at the present time. Now, what I will do is I'll be talking with some people, as I say, hopefully by Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, exploring a few possibilities. And what we'll do is I'll come back to you with a view to maybe getting together and seeing if any of this is of any benefit, or or whether you'd be interested or whatever?
Well, basically, frankly, the only thing I could see that would actually work, yeah, is that we would be granted that 1992 would be put back on the table completely intact, that the last year would be forgotten and written off, yeah, because it has been a nightmare, and we've gotten nowhere as a result of all that's happened, and that the situation with regard to the building is that the 1992 is agreed, but however, we would be prepared to accept anything that you'd want to put in place to ensure that the building is not handled in a speculative way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, that we don't buy it today and flog it tomorrow or do something nasty, you know? We're quite prepared to, and we've always been prepared, and we've made that clear to Forbit all the way along the line, that we were prepared to we're interested in this building to strengthen the company, not to open a discotheque, you know?
Well, I mean, I mean, it's useful to be aware of that from your point of view. Needless to say, what I'm working towards is seeing if I can come up with some resolution to this issue from the point of view of the building and that side of it, that where we can put some sort of a proposal on the table. And, well, that you can certainly at least consider anyway.
Yeah, because the danger is now, you see, that even if myself and Madeleine were to say, yeah, we want to live in Clon, we want to move our family, which has always been part of our motto words, they might